AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are back deep in negative territory as oil prices continue to rise related to the war with Iran. Both sides are targeting energy facilities. Iranian state media says Israel attacked its South Pars gas field, the largest in the world, one that is shared with Qatar. Vice President J.D. Vance says higher gas prices are a temporary blip.
We are fighting against it, and we promise that when this conflict draws to a close, when this operation draws to a close, we're going to see those energy prices come back down to reality, because that's what the president promised to do.
Iran retaliated by unleashing attacks against its Persian Gulf neighbors in Israel, where two people were killed near Tel Aviv. During a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard was asked what President Trump was told about the aftermath of striking Iran.
I have not and won't divulge internal conversations. I will say that those of us within the intelligence community continue to provide the president with all of the best objective intelligence available to inform his decisions.
Iran's new supreme leader issued a rare statement sending condolences to top security official Ali Larijani. President Trump's pick to run the Department of Homeland Security is urging Congress to put aside partisanship and run the department. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Appearing before fellow senators at his confirmation hearing, Oklahoma's Mark Wayne Mullen says the political theater over DHS's weeks-long funding lapse must end.
What we do know is that we're playing with fire.
The president tabbed Mullen to lead DHS after turmoil under Kristi Noem's leadership.
My goal in 6 months is that we're not in the lead story every single day.
Mullen is a staunch Trump ally who would be entrusted with carrying out the president's mass deportation effort. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Pakistan is pausing strikes against Afghanistan,
saying the decision has been made ahead of the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr at the request of Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Turkey. In a statement, Pakistan's information minister, Atul Khara, said the pauses in strikes on terrorists and their support infrastructure in neighbouring Afghanistan will take effect at midnight Wednesday and remain in place until midnight Monday, adding Islamabad offers this gesture in good faith and in keeping with the Islamic norms. However, he said, in case of any cross-border attack, drone attack or any terrorist incident inside Pakistan, the operations will immediately resume. I'm Charles Tuletesma.
Demolition began at Orlando's Pulse nightclub as the city clears the site for a permanent memorial to the 49 people killed in a mass shooting there in 2016. The memorial plan comes during fights over LGBTQ+ symbols. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.